Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Thursday, September 27th edition. We've got a six-game slate on tap. There's two-day games, Yankees, Rays, Phillies, Rockies, and Coors. Not going to worry about those. We have six games to get to, so we'll get over those really, really quickly. Before we do so, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. The QuantEdge.com. Week 4 NFL action is coming up. The two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast is dropping this morning as James and I break down all 15 games Thursday, Sunday, Monday, for your listening pleasure, give you all the plays you need to build your winning lineups. And then once you listen to the pod, you have some more questions, you go to thequantedge.com. You use promo code BENCHED, and you'll get $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. It is a great, great site with a great lineup optimizer. The injury tool I absolutely love. So when a guy gets hurt, it tells you exactly who and how it affects the team and all the different aspects of the offense and defense. They have the head-to-head matchups. They have wide receiver cornerback tools. So much going on over there at thequantedge.com. So use promo code BENCHED when you check out, and you get $10 off your first month. Also, I wanted to talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, is an awesome way to play fantasy sports. They've got the snake-style drafting we've become to love there at the at Draft.com. But now they also have auction drafts. They have a ton of just really awesome stuff over there at Draft. So go check them out. Use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you get a free $3 entry into the tournament of your choice. The Ryder Cup starts up tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. One of the greatest sporting events out there. It's in Paris this year. U.S. versus Europe. It is an absolute blast. Go check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast Special Edition with myself, Jesse, and guest Ryan Baroff of Golflandia as we break it all down for you. Go over the history of the course, the teams, bets, predictions, prop bets, the works. It's all over it. It is really, really good stuff there. So go check that out. We'd much appreciate it. And last but not least, for all the different podcasts that I do and others do, over at sportsdjs.com. Please go give them a rating review. It would really, really help us out. Now let's get into this six-game slate. Nice quick one here. You got Astros at Orioles waiting on that total there because of Hess making the start for Baltimore. Atlanta at the Mets, total of 8. Pirates at the Cubs waiting on that because Wrigley. Tigers, Twins waiting on that one because they're probably going to use a opener in Moya, who is a gas can. Indians, Royals, 9.5. Rangers, Mariners, 9. So let's just put it this way. We have half the totals. We have an 8, a 9, a 9.5. There's a good chance Tigers, Minnesota is probably 9 or more. You got Houston, Baltimore. There should be a decent total, but Cole's on the mound, so maybe not. But I'm saying 3 for sure, if not 4 or more totals are going to be in the 9 or above range. It's going to be one of those nights as we wrap up the season here. Watch the weather. Houston, Baltimore is going to be a wet mess, it looks like, unless things change. But that's going to be a really, really wet one for you. And then Detroit, Minnesota, wind blowing out to right field about 12 miles an hour. So you could lock and load and target there. Real quick, you're pitching, you have one guy over 10K, and it's Garrett Cole at 12-8. He's in a phenomenal spot. If you want to pay up, I'd go for it. They're going to stretch him out his last big start before the end of the season. He'll go about 100 pitches, Mossamanos, because his last few starts, 102, 99, and 97 on the pitch counts. He's given up 2 or more in 4 straight starts. But his last start, 34 points against the Angels, 25, 21, and 25 in his last 4. So he's been very, very consistent, and on a night where pitching is dreadful, I am all about using that consistency to your advantage. He strikes out over 23% of the guy, Baltimore strikes out over 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Cole's got a 35% K rate, 36% ground ball rate. And when you really look at it, lefties hit 245, righties 321 versus Cole. So the reverse splits in that matchup. But Cole at 12-8 in play, if you need to do so. We saw DeGrom just be absolutely filthy last night at that price point. Now, when you drop down below Cole, you got Marco Gonzalez of the Seattle Mariners, $8,800 at home against the Texas Rangers. Yeah, Marco was a beast for us for a while. He struggled a bit, and his last start out in Texas was very, very good. Got you 22.3 DraftKings points, 6 shutout innings, 3 Ks against Texas. Texas bats have been pretty, pretty off of late. They scored 2 runs last time against Andrew Heaney. You could use stuff like that with Marco Gonzalez on a slate like this. The reason why I like him is just more his consistency factor. Even if he's not great, he's going to probably get you at least 15 points, roughly. And I'm liking that on a slate like this. Texas strikes out 23% of the time versus lefties. Marco Gonzalez is a minus 175 home favorite for the Mariners against the Rangers. That just tells you how this matchup shakes out in the odds maker's eyes. He strikes out 21% of the batters he faced with a 45% ground ball rate. So a lot to like on that one. Texas's team total is 3.9, second lowest at this point in the day. It won't be second lowest when it's all said and done. Currently second lowest. Reverse splits as well versus Marco. Lefties 354, righties 319. Rangers have a 311 wOBA, 157 ISO, both average at best versus left-handed pitching. So Marco at 88 is in play tonight. Julio Teher on 8,500 bucks at the New York Mets is very much in play for me as well. In 4 starts this year, he's gone 26 2/3, only given up 5 runs and struck out 21 when facing the Mets, averaging 20.1 DraftKings points per start. It's another consistency thing like Marco. It's like he had 12 points against Philly, 14 against Washington, 20 against Arizona, 20 against Pittsburgh, 10, 26, 23, 20. You're going to get the double digits usually no matter what with big-time upside against a Mets team that's lineup's pretty much throwing out their best AAA. It's like the best 4A lineup right now. You might even get David Wright out there, but they might save him for the weekend. You got a Mets team that strikes out about 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Teheran's 22% K rate. It's always the walk rate with him. It's almost a 12% walk rate, which is obviously not good at all. And currently the Mets have the lowest team total just below the Rangers. Lefties 366, righties 308. So Teheran 85, very much in play for you as well. Now when you drop down from Teheran, it goes all the way to $6,300 Liriano. I'll pass. But I want to mention David Hess at $5,800 of the Baltimore Orioles versus the Houston Astros. Am I saying go run out and play him? No. I'm saying watch the Astros lineup. Those boys partied hard in Toronto last night. I bet you they were partying hard on the plane flight to Baltimore. There's a lot of the regulars that aren't playing. And sure, the backups on Houston are very, very good. But Hess went out there his last time out at the Yankees and got 12.5. Against the White Sox, got you 13. We've seen him get shelled, and we've seen like 24, 26-point performances against Toronto twice. So we've seen big-time upside, and we've seen big-time disaster with Hess. I'm just saying, watch the lineup. He could turn into a value play at $5,800. The only other punt I'm looking at here is Jason Vargas of the New York Mets. He's $5,400 against the Braves. He's faced the Braves 3 times this year. He's given up 10 earned and 14 2/3 with 12 Ks for 9 points on average. He's $5,400. He's coming off a 22-pointer at Washington, 24 points against Miami. Got beat up at the Dodgers, but then 22 against the Cubs, 32 against the Nats, almost 15 against Philly. So 1, 2, 3, do quick math here. 5 of his last 6, he's got 15 or more. 4 of his last 5, he's got 22 or more. He's been very, very productive here of late. Facing a Braves team, we'll see what their lineup looks like. They've pretty much locked up the East, but they're still playing hard to work on that seeding, of course. We look at Vargas, a Braves team that strikes out 20% of the time versus lefties. Vargas has almost a 21% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contact, of course. But the Braves have a 4.1 team total. It's not very big at all. Lefties 359, righties 336. Braves do hit lefties really, really well. So it's not like a gimme at all, but it's also $5,400. Give me double digits. We walk away, wash our hands, we're good. I actually have no problem pretty much using Teheran and Vargas together in a lineup if you want on a 6-game slate. I don't always like to use pitchers together, but we've talked about it throughout the year. In certain matchups like this that dictate it, you can definitely go that direction. So I have no problem in this matchup going that direction and looking at it there. So up top, it's clearly Gerrit Cole by himself at 12-8 at Baltimore. Then in the middle here, I got Teheran 1, Marco Gonzalez 2, and then down below Vargas 1, Hess 2. And Hess is just there again. Watch the Houston order. It could be very, very interesting. Now let's get to the bats on this slate. We'll kick it off at the catcher's position. You're going to get guys like Kurt Suzuki at $4,200. Or you got Tyler Flowers as well, who's super cheap right now for the Braves. He is at... Where'd you go, Tyler? I know he was really cheap the other day. Unless I just missed him. Oh, he's right there. He's $3,700. So either one can be in play versus Vargas if you're not going that direction. Salvi Perez versus Mike Tomlin. Our boys, our Royals are back. We missed them when they were in Cincinnati. They're back. They're facing Mike Tomlin, who's a big-time fly ball guy. Lots of offense to be had here. The Royals a 4.4 team total. Lefties 443, righties 364. So we're back on the Royals tonight. I actually like the Royals the Tigers and the Twins as great options this evening, which is scary. Definitely in play. Perez at 4,100. Ronnie Chirinos versus Marco Gonzalez at 39. If you need to go there, you can. And then like Elias Diaz at 38 and Francisco Cervelli at 37 versus Johnny Lester. Both plays we can definitely take a look at there. We'll get to BVP. The Pirates have had some serious success versus Lester in his career. This year he's been a little better against them, but still a lot to like there. Mike Zunino at 36 versus Jurado is worth a look as well. Mariners have a 5.11 team total against Ariel Jurado, highest on the night slate. Lefties 417, righties 393, so the Mariners are very, very much in play. Like, love me some Robbie Cano, Mitch Haniger, Nelson Cruz, and then we can differentiate with Segura's, Gordon's, and companies. We'll get to that as we go on. As we go farther down, like a Willens Astudillo at $3,400 versus Liriano, very much in play for you there. The Twins, when you look at Liriano, lefties 309, righties 377, so a lot to like there with Twinkies. Farther down to the catcher's position, though, like a Martin Maldonado, if he's getting the start in Houston at 3K versus Hess is very, very solid. James McCann, we know he can lefties very, very well. He's 3K versus Moya. So you don't have to pay all the way up, obviously, at the position. You got Chris Gallagher against Tomlin at $2,800 for Kansas City as well. And then you never know. Like, you might get Perez catching for Cleveland against Sparkman at 27 as a, you know, just get some guys in there to get the regulars some days off going into the postseason. So keep an eye on the lineups. Find your value. Lock and load. First base, Yuli Gurriel, if he's in, $5,300 is a great play versus Hess, of course. Houston's going to be a big hashtag if they're in crowd today. Farther down you look, though, you got guys like Anthony Rizzo versus Williams, Trevor Williams. Trevor Williams has been very, very hot and cold this year. The Cubbies waiting on their total, but lefties 326, righties 319 versus Trevor Williams. I do like me some Yonder Alonso if he's in lineup versus Sparkman at $4,400. The Indians have a 5.1 team total just below the Mariners. Lefties 340, righties 304 versus Sparkman. So the Indians in another good spot today. Tyler White should be in the lineup versus Hess. I'd imagine he's $4,300. But I do love me some Ryan O'Hearn today. $4,200 versus Mike Tomlin. Ryan O'Hearn visited Ding Dong City. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Yeah, it was yesterday because DraftKings doesn't update their stuff in time. But he's been playing, you know, Ryan O'Hearn baseball. Tons of power in that matchup versus Tomlin. I also like me some Nico Goodrum switch hitting at $4,100. Also, I mentioned Tyler Austin to you last night as a sneaky GPP play because he's got some big-time power versus lefties. He went deep in the first inning off of Matt Boyd. He's got Liriano tonight, another play there at 4K. GPP-wise, it makes sense. He's going to have a lot of 0 days, but he does have some big power upside in that matchup. So Tyler Austin at 4K, always overlooked and low-owned. Yandy Diaz at 38 in a GPP. Jay Bruce at 37, first base outfield versus Tehran in a GPP. I like those as well. Tonight is not a cash game night, folks. Everything should be GPP for you. Do not play cash right now. Not at this game. Other than that, check your lineup, see what else pops up. Probably a couple value plays here and there. Second base, you got Jose Ramirez is always in play. Javi Baez is always in play. But like Robbie Cano at 51 is my top second baseman out of these top, you know, 5K and above guys. I like him a lot. Swinging a hot stick coming into this one. And against Jurado, very much in play. You also got Adelbert Tomandesi at 4,900 and Whit Merrifield at 46. Both plays I like to lock and load. All day long, Mondesi second base shortstop eligible, Merrifield second base outfield. Farther down, Jeff McNeil, $4,200 versus Tehran. If you're not using Tehran, McNeil's worth a look for you in your GPP plays. Daniel Murphy at 41 as well. D. Gordon is an interesting play, especially if you're stacking Seattle because they're batting him ninth, but he's definitely still getting it done. He's streaking right now. He's getting on, stealing bags, even went deep the other night. He's second base outfield at 4,100. I like that a little bit. And Jason Kipnis at 41 versus Sparkman, second base outfield, is in play as well. Mentioned Nico Goodrum already. Yeah, guys, like, once you drop down below 4K, though, it's going to get a little bleak real quick. Josh Harrison, he was out of the lineup last night. He was in the lineup tonight. He's 34 versus Lester. He's in play. There's a bunch of Pirates guys, like, weird, like Newman's and a bunch of them that you can get super cheap if you want to roll those dice. You also got some, like, Ronnie Rodriguez of Detroit of 3,200 versus Moya. Does have a little bit of pop. He's a good punt as well. He's second base shortstop. So a couple more you can look at there. And then even Logan Forsythe, if he's in the lineup for Minnesota against the lefty Liriano, Forsythe has hit lefties well in his career. He's 2,900. So a couple cheaper options you can target there. Going over to third base, you know, Jose Ramirez always in play. Bregman, I doubt he plays. He should have got schmammered last night. You got guys like Jerkson Profar at 43, switch hitting versus Marco Gonzalez. Charlie Culberson versus Vargas at 42 is another option for you. But I liked him a lot yesterday at 4K. He went deep early in the ballgame. He's 4,100 against Marco Gonzalez. That's Adrian Beltre. He's another good look for you there. Switch hit Johan Camargo at 4K. worth a look. Kyle Seager, only $3,800 for Strato. Very much a play tonight against Texas. Houston, again, just check the lineups. You got guys like J.D. Davis is 38, could be in play for you. Hunter Dozier at 35 for Kansas City could be a GPP relevant play for a little bit cheaper if you need to go there. And then Jose Ozuna, I liked him yesterday as a value play. He went deep in the first off of it's going to piss me off. The Chicago pitcher. I'm totally blanking on him right now. But he's got Lester Knight, another lefty. He's $3,100, so Ozuna could be in play for you there. A couple options for you at that position. Quintana, Jose Quintana is who he took deep. Shortstop. Lindor went deep yesterday, 37 home runs on the year for Francisco Lindor. That is ridiculous. I remember people saying there's no way he can duplicate last year. He surpassed last year, so hate is going to hate. But Lindor at 53 is in a great spot versus Sparkman. We mentioned Baez already. Mondesi at 49, we always love me some Mondesi. Big game yesterday. In his first bat, I get a note in the Slack chat, someone playing the early slate. He only got a single, a couple stolen bases, and a run scored right out the gate. He is a machine, an absolute machine, and he's $4,900. Gene Segura at 42 versus Geraldo, I like a lot if you're stacking in Seattle. Very much in play there. Marco Gonzalez, if he's in, he's 42. He finally got the price bump, and he might be hungover. So be careful there, but I like him. Jorge Polanco, switch hit and hitting good in the Twins order at 42. Very much in play for you as well. As you go down, though, we know like the value at the position has been gone. Elvis Andrus, 34. Adrianza, 34. Make sure they're in the lineup. I mentioned Rodriguez at Detroit at 32 could be a play for you. Newman of Pittsburgh, I'd rather have Rodriguez with his power upside. There's a few other guys down here you can take a peek at if the value comes up, which it should with some of these teams. And then heading to the outfield, you got Acuna at 52 is always a great play. Michael Brantley at 51. I love Nick Castellanos tonight at 5K versus Moya. Moya's an opener, then they go to the bullpen, and he's got negative numbers both of his opening starts, so you can get on him early. It's a lot to like there when it comes to Castellanos. Mitch Haniger at 49 is very, very much in play. If you're fading Tejeron, Conforto is on fire at $4,700. So keep an eye on him. And even Nemo at 46 is in play. But I'd rather go to Conforto. You got Whit Merrifield at 46. Worth a look for sure. Nelson Cruz against Geraldo at 43 at home. I like a lot. Marvin Gonzalez talked about him at 42. Culberson switch hit or from the right side versus Vargas is worth a look. We mentioned D. Gordon at 41 and Jason Kipnis at 41 already. Jason Hayward went deep last night. He's 4K if you want to play that GPP dart there. Mikey Montuk is 4K versus Moya. And so is our boy, Christian Stewart at 4K. Had another big night last night. He's got some big-time power upside in that matchup. So keep an eye on Christian Stewart at 4K in the GPP. Going down below the 4K now, you'll have a few more options. Like Alex Gordon had a big day on Wednesday, $3,900 for Tomlin hit in the middle of that order is very, very nice. That's a hell of a value, actually, on this slate. So look at him, Ian Happ in your GPP, Sin Soo Choo. He can hit lefties just fine. He's $3,800. Farther down you look, you could play the Jones game for Detroit at $3,800 versus Moya. Melky Cabrera at 37 is in a good spot there versus Sparkman for some value. Again, Jay Bruce in play for you. Robbie Grossman switch hitting versus Liriano at 36. Definitely can get behind that one. Farther down, like a Ben Gamble at 35 if you need to punt. Jake Marisnyk at 35. Both cheaper options. Delino De Shields Jr. leading off at 34 versus Marco Gonzalez. Brian Goodwin, another option for Kansas City. Very streaky. All or nothing. Makes perfect for a GPP. He's 3,400 and someone you can take a peek at as well. Max Kepler does it. Lefty's okay. He's 3,400, so don't completely write him off. If you want to go to Baltimore, they're super cheap. It's going to be ultra contrarian. I won't be going there, but they are there. And other than that, check your lineups as for the other outfield value and positional value you're looking for. Recapping your pitching real quick on this lovely six-game slate. Gerrit Cole's by himself up top at 12-8. In the middle, Tejeron is 1, Marco Gonzalez 2. And then down below, Vargas 1, Hess 2. And Hess is there because of the Houston potential batting order. When you're looking at stacking, you know, you could look at the Cubs versus Trevor Williams. I like the Twins versus Liriano. I like the Tigers versus Moya in the bullpen. You could look at Houston if you want to be different against Hess because I say different because it shouldn't be the regular suspect. And that'll make it different. You got the Pirates versus Johnny Lester. Lefty's 380, righty's 351. That could be a fun one. But I love the Mariners. And then I really like Kansas City. I think those can be some really, really fun ones you can look at there. And, of course, the Indians are in play for you as well. BVP on this six gamer, and we'll call it a day. Let's get to nothing there. Jose Lobaton, of all people, are 7-for-23 with a double and two homers off Tehran. Austin Jackson has one homer. Jay Bruce, two. Conforto, right. Frazier, Flores all have one. They're only hitting a .196 off Tehran, though, and 209 at bats, so keep that in mind. Ronald Acuna, 4-for-5 with a triple and a homer off Vargas. Small sample, but he likey. Nick Markakis has taken Vargas deep twice. Flowers and Suzuki both taken him deep once. Salvador Perez. This is called ownership. He's hitting 500, 20-for-40 in his career versus Josh Tomlin with 8 doubles and a homer. Jorge Bonifacio's taking him deep. Whit Merrifield's taking him deep. That's a lot of ownership right there. My goodness. Salvador Perez. That might be the king of the BVP. Almost on the season right there. Schwarber, 4-for-12 with a double and two homers off Trevor Williams. Anthony Rizzo, 4-for-12 with 2 doubles and a homer. Ian Happ, 5-for-14 with a double off of Trevor Williams. Josh Bell, 5-for-16 with a homer off of Lester. Elias Diaz, Jordy Mercer, Josh Harrison have all taken him deep. Francisco Cervelli's taken him deep twice. They're in 257 as a team off Lester. It's not bad. Logan Forsythe, 7-for-12, 2 doubles off Liriano. Miguel Sano is not really playing. Tyler Austin and Jorge Polanco have taken Liriano deep. There's that Tyler Austin name again. Joey Gallo, 4-for-8, 2 homers off of Marco Gonzalez. And that's your BVP, and that's your rough, quick edition of Quick Hits on this Thursday. Again, go check out the quantedge.com. Promo code BENCHED for $10 off your first month there. Go check out draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SD Sports for a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. Go check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse and guest Ryan Baroff of Golflandia previewing the Ryder Cup. Well, the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast out this morning. We got Around the Bases with Bubba and Moe. We have Mitch dropping his top 10 positional rankings for fantasy basketball. It's his third piece on basketball. Some great stuff there for Mitch. We have more Italia soccer this weekend, and Francisco's got you covered with Week 7 picks. And much, much more over at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. So come check us out there. Join us in the Slack chat with all your questions. We talk all sports. We talk season-long. We talk DFS. We just talk sports in general, gambling, the works. So come join us there. Have a lot of fun. But more importantly, enjoy your Thursday. You got Thursday night NFL action. You got 6 games, evening slate on baseball. Tons going on. Playoff races coming down to the wire. So go check it all out. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 27th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.